opportunities to share Christ. If we're not alert, we might miss them. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Crew's Nancy Wilson shares an amazing story.
As we go about our day, for example, I was in Colorado. I had a little bike and I was riding around the park and I see this teenage boy fishing. But I stopped and I said, "Hey, you catching anything?" And he said, "Well, no, nothing's biting today." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Dillinger." I said, "Dillinger, hey, since you're not having any fish right now, would you like to hear a story about somebody that caught a lot of fish?" He said, "Sure."
And through a fishing story about Jesus and his disciples, Nancy was able to share with Dillinger how he could know Jesus personally.
And I said, "Dillinger, what do you think of that?" He said, "Wow." I said, "You know, that's how Jesus is. He does amazing miracles." I said, "Do you know him?" He said, "Well, I used to go to church with my dad, but I haven't for a while." I said, "Well, Jesus isn't just in church." I said, "I can tell you how you can know him." So for the next 10 minutes, I share with him how he could know Jesus in a personal way and open up his heart to him. And he did. He prayed with me. He said, "Jesus, come into my life. I want to be your follower." And you know, I kind of ended up by giving him a challenge. I said, "You know, I think you ought to tell this to your dad. And maybe you be the one to invite your dad back to church. What do you think?" He said, "I'm going to do it."
It's amazing, isn't it? And it's simple. You can use everyday situations to connect with Bible stories and to share Christ. To learn more about this, go to makingyourlifecount.com.